Local government elections. Well, we love to get involved. We want as many people to be involved in the local issues as we can. And the Fern Bay and Fullerton Cove Progress Association, very interested in candidates for Port Stephen, so much so that they've got an interest in the candidate forum, which is coming up shortly. From the association, Sally Johnson joins us this morning. Good morning, Sally. What are some of the big issues that hopefully will be canvassed in this forum for the candidates?
Well, good morning. What we're hoping is each candidate will speak for 5 minutes, telling us why they're running for the election and what they hope to achieve. But from a community perspective, we're after more sporting fields for our kids, basic items, footpaths, bus shelters, and to basically address the fact that Fern Bay and Fulton Cove is growing rapidly, and we want to see the strategic plan for our area.
It is one of those areas, I would say, in the last 5 or 6 years, it's just ballooned, and which is great for the area. They are some of the things that are needed there. Are the candidates listening to this end of Port Stephens from the chatter that you've heard?
We're starting to see more interest. Gillian Lyon and Jeff Dingle have both attended a couple of our recent meetings, so they've come to see what the issues are down here. But we have another 4 or 5 candidates also coming tonight, so it'll be interesting to see what they know of our area and whether they're across the issues that are down here.
From the conversations you're having with residents in the Fern Bay area, Sally, are they feeling the candidates are on top of this end of Port Stephens?
It's been difficult because we've just changed wards. So we used to be in a different ward to now. So it's very hard. And I think in the past, I know personally, when I last voted in the council elections, I didn't know any of the candidates. I didn't know what they stood for or what they were going to represent. So I think there's a lot of ignorance out there about who the candidates are and who's going to be the best candidate. So that's why we're hoping people will come tonight and see for themselves who should be getting their vote.
I think it can be fair when you don't know anybody. You seem to vote the way you normally have voted in the past, don't you? If you're a Labor voter or if you vote Nationals or you vote Independent, if you don't know what anyone stands for, you just seem to vote a certain way. And I think sometimes politicians can be, can latch onto that fact, but we really want them to be engaged in our area, and particularly the forum tonight, Stockton Bowling Club at 7:30, even though that's not actually in the ward itself, it's the closest venue that we have there. Are we expecting a big turnout from local residents?
It's really hard to tell. We would hope to get a big turnout. So it's just an hour out of your life. Come down, see what they have to say. You can ask some tough questions yourself if you want to. But what we're really hoping for is that the local area, Fern Bay, Fullerton Cove, Roman Terrace, will get some decent councillors that will adequately represent us. And if you're informed, you can make a better vote.
And I guess, Sally, if we don't get involved ourselves at this end, we can't really complain too much when we don't get what we need.
No. So if you want a good candidate, you need to work out which one's going to be the best for your particular area.
From the Fern Bay and Fullerton Cove Progress Association, Sally Johnson, good luck with tonight. Hopefully the candidates listen. If you turn up with a nice vocal voice, I'm sure they'll take it on board.
Thank you.
To NURFM, 25 past 10.